Injured. Written by Wish on a Dark Star and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for general audiences featuring the relationship Chewbacca slash Han Solo. Summary. Han's not usually the strong one, but he's plenty good in an emergency. He's got this. The blaster wound was bad. Wookiee fur stinks worse than human hair when it's been melted, or maybe it was just that there was so much of it, and so close to Han's face to boot. They'd sort of made it behind cover at this point. The barricade Han had ducked behind was a honeycomb of decaying duracrete and old rebar, the kind that might have once been old-style carbonized steel, but all the carbon had been oxidized away, and the remaining iron was mostly just bar-shaped rust. The shots were still coming, too. Han accidentally put his hand over the raw wound, and Chewie howled a protest. It wasn't wordless exactly, because every noise and undertone, growl and harmonic vocalized purr, had a meaning in Shriwook. But the way it reverberated in Han's bones didn't translate to anything particular in basic beyond the base meaning of pain. Hey, big guy, I've got you. I've got this. You just sit tight right here, and I'll have these idiots dispatched and us back to the Falcon in no time. As glib as it sounded, for once Han wasn't lying. He did have this. He counted four more mooks on their tail, and then they'd be clear to the Falcon, and he knew a hospital moon was one short hyperjump away from this forsaken rock that didn't even charge for their services, and weren't so imperial that they'd class a Wookiee as subhuman. He looked through the hole in the barrier, fired twice. Two down, two to go. Chewie groaned, and Han looked up at his face. His fangs were bared, and his eyes were dangerous slits. "I've got you. When don't I have your back?" he asked, not really expecting an answer. Chewie traced a bared claw along Han's hairline, smoothing his hair into tidiness, and groaned again, a weaker tone underlined by a barely-there purr. Han knew the great big furball trusted him, but it was always nice to hear. And if the fact that Chewie playing with his hair meant something a little more than trust to Wookiees made him feel a little shivery, well, that was between himself and no one else. "I've got you," he soothed again, and he finally heard the last two morons lining up shots, which meant he ducked around the cover, saw them clearly outlined in the light from the star they were orbiting, and killed them too. Chewie rumbled a weak inquiry, and Han rumbled back, his Shriwook always doomed to be a pale mimicry, but Chewie appreciated his efforts. "All right, big guy," he said. "I can't drag your dead mass back to the Falcon, so you're gonna have to help me out here." Chewie rumbled a protest, and Han patted his chest in a spot that wasn't an open, awful mess. "Just get your arm over my shoulders," he said soothingly. "You lean, I'll steer. I've got you." He kept saying that. Maybe if he said it enough, it would come true. Chewie struggled mightily to get himself off the heap of rubble he'd collapsed on, and Han took his arm on the good side and did his best to provide enough leverage for the Wookiee to get up. Han was pretty strong, but he wasn't deadlift 150 kilograms strong, and with Chewie being both taller and wider than him, he suspected even if he could lift that much mass, lifting Chewie would still be harder. After a great deal of effort on both their parts, Chewie was finally on his feet, mostly, and Han had wedged himself in under Chewie's shoulder. This actually put him further away from the gut-churning stink of burning hair and plasma bolt, which was something of a relief. He could feel Chewie's voice now, the little hitches of rumbling growls of hurt, make it stop, please, that the Wookiee couldn't have stopped if he'd wanted to. Han made soothing noises in his own throat, an instinctive response more than anything, and he knew they didn't really sound like Shriwook, but Chewie seemed to settle anyway, leaning hard against Han as they lurched forward, step by step, and nuzzling his hair occasionally. "Almost there," he said, once the Falcon came into view. They weren't really close, the Falcon was still 100 meters out, but the lie felt good anyway, and Chewie rumbled an approving, relieved little sound between the interminable string of pained noises. Han wanted to stop, to nuzzle his partner back, to make the pain stop and to set down the heavy weight over his shoulders, but he couldn't. The Falcon beckoned him on, and Chewie's pain urged him forward, and sweat danced on the back of his neck and between his shoulder blades. He didn't slow once they hit the ramp into the ship, just kept up the lurching, staggering pace, past the awkwardly laid out mess wreck area, and straight to the captain's bunk, which was the only place he was going to have room to maneuver an injured, fully grown Wookiee without hurting them both. The bedding was all twisted up from that morning, but that wasn't actually all that critical right then. He could yank it out of the way later if it got in the way. He turned them both so he was closest to the bunk, then did a quick little maneuver so he was on Chewie's injured side before releasing him in a barely controlled fall onto the bed. Chewie's relief was instantaneous and obvious. He immediately began purring a rumbling, self-soothing noise, and those panting growls of pain went from continuous to every other breath or so. "See?" Han said, reaching for the crash webbing and pulling it over the whole bed. "Told you it'd be fine, didn't I?" Chewie made a skeptical noise, but when Han pulled away to go get them off this worthless hunk of rock, Chewie grabbed for Han's shoulder. "Hey, I'm not going far. I just gotta get us to light speed." Chewie rumbled his vehement protest, but let go. Han raced through his pre-flight checks and got them up and into hyper, possibly before it was actually safe. As soon as the Falcon was under control, Han set an alarm for the next course change and then went back into the captain's bunk. Chewie had worked himself into a more comfortable position, and somehow the few minutes Han had spent in the cockpit had faded the severity of the wound in his mind. He hissed an alarmed breath at the sight of it, and then went back out to the wreck area and grabbed the medkit that he kept stashed under the bench. They hadn't had Bacta in months, too expensive, but he could at least get a bandage over it and, yes! He set the kit down on his nightstand and pulled out the salve they'd gotten in payment from the job on Bandimir the week before, and held it up for Chewie's consideration. "What do you think?" Han asked. Chewbacca's eyes rolled from his distress, but he kept up that self-soothing purr, and Han figured that was as good of a yes as he was going to get. Han took out the scissors first, this wasn't his first rodeo, and he knew better than to let Chewbacca's fur get matted by the salves under the bandages. He was careful as he snipped around the wound, clearing up the worst of the burnt fur and giving himself and hopefully those nuns on that moon room to work. And then he got a glob of the salve and smoothed it over the wound, ignoring Chewbacca's pained noises with gritted teeth. He always thought it was easier when he was the one who was hurt than when Chewie was, and this experience sure was cementing that conviction for him. Chewie's muscles started relaxing under Han's hands after a few moments, and Han waited for Chewie to start running his claws through Han's hair before he found the pad of gauze for bandages, and he was careful with how he smoothed them into place. "Want a painkiller?" Han asked, turning back to the medkit and grimacing at the slim selection within. They really needed to work on finding real work. Fancy herbal salves didn't pay the bills. Chewbacca's rumbled negative still had that undertone of hurt, and Han snapped the kit closed and turned back to him. "We're a few hours out," he said. "I'll go watch." Chewbacca's "stay" was plaintive, and Han managed a smile. "I'll just crowd you, you know that, and..." And nothing, apparently, because even laid out by a blaster wound that made Han's guts churn, Chewbacca was stronger than him, and he had a hand on Han's arm that was like a band of iron. "Fine," Han said, "but if I get a crick, you're the one who's rubbing it out, got it?" Chewbacca just kept pulling, and Han finally conceded and climbed into the bare inches of space left for him, letting Chewbacca adjust them both so he didn't have to worry too much about the wound, and Chewie buried his face against the side of Han's face. His rumbling purrs were soothing this close, and Han reached up to run his own fingers through the fur on the back of Chewie's head. "I've got this," he said. "You have me," Chewie agreed, and the little undertones of pain were still there, but he was pressing against Han with all his strength, and Han could believe that he'd be all right. "Yeah," Han whispered. The end. This has been Potted for the Summer Podfic Swap as a gift for Piscina. Piscina, I hope you enjoy.